The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning on the happiest day of the year. Merry Christmas to everybody from Radio Boomers Live and the Easy Way family. Welcome to the show, and this is exciting. This is an exciting day. I've always loved Christmas, and here we are, and I got an interesting tree story for you. And let's say we're going to try to get Eric on, see if we get Eric on this morning with us. And Aretha, I know Aretha's been busy.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Okay, Eric's on with us, so it's going to be a Christmas show, guys. And we got Aretha. Aretha's been very busy with her acting career, and Eric's been literally launching rocket ships all over the place. And I'm just going to, hey, guys, there are 25 to 30 million Christmas trees sold in the U.S. Aretha, what do you think about that?
I was not an owner of any of them.
Well, you know, this is a really special show, I have to say, too, because I think this is the first show ever that you, Dad, Aretha, and me are on at the same time.
And we're not going to have any special format today. We're just going to have fun. And, Aretha, I got to share this story. Eric knows it. I waited a little bit long to get a tree, and I'm known for getting these big monsters, giant trees. It takes four people to move in the house. It's a pain in the neck, but it looks nice when it's done. Well, I went out a little too late, and all the trees were gone, and the only ones left were out of my price range. They were $300, and my guy wasn't around to give me my special deal. So I'm thinking, well, a bunch of little tiny trees, and so I missed out this year. So I got a little tree, put it out in front. Well, somebody called and needed a tree. So I gave him my tree, and I thought, well, this Christmas I'll just take this little thing I have that sits on the table, and that'll be fine. And this, I guess the Lord popped something in my head. What about the top of the tree you were going to trim? And I have this big tree next to my house. It looks like a Christmas tree. It's a Lalande cypress, those of you that know your trees. And it's a little too tall. So I thought, hey, what the heck? I'm just going to trim it, and I'll take the top of the tree and bring it in the house and decorate it. And so that's what happened.
I haven't had a Christmas tree in 30 years, so it's off to you. Maybe not quite that long, but I haven't done Christmas trees for years. But that would be exciting to cut off the top of my own tree and then bring it in the house. But
Aretha, I got something that you're gonna love. I think the audience is gonna really love this. Recently, you were featured on Shine On Hollywood magazine as the cover. Were you not?
I was.
Well, what a lot of people don't know is I've known Arnold G, the founder, the owner of Shine On Hollywood Weekly magazine, for probably close to 12, maybe even 15 years. And recently, we've had some conversations about collaborating with Shine On Hollywood magazine and working together to give back. And we had about a 2-hour long conversation, me and Arnold. So stay tuned for 2018. That's all I'm going to say.
Cool.
Well, I know that Arnold's magazine is geared towards people that are not only successful in whatever career they're in, especially in Hollywood, but also that they are interested in giving back in many ways. And there's all kinds of ways to give back. I heard the most fascinating, wonderful story this morning on the Today Show about a woman who felt a need to go to a shelter and to help with the children. So she would come and read books to the children. And she noticed one night when the children were getting ready to go to bed in the shelter that they didn't have any clothes to change into. So she asked them, can I bring them pajamas? And they said, of course. And she went back the next week with pajamas for all the children. And there was one little girl who wouldn't come and get hers. She wouldn't take them. And then finally, when everybody had gone, the little girl went up to her and whispered in her ear, or she asked the little girl, would you like some? And the little girl whispered in her ear, what are they? She had never seen pajamas.
Wow.
That so touched my heart. Just something so fundamental. As
you know,
a child getting a pair of pajamas, you know?
Yeah, I believe that's amazing. And when Eric did his toy drive in L.A., and it was great. And these people that brought toys, they were nice toys, you know. They were big toys. And the kids were walking out with this stunned look on their face of excitement and, you know, like holding their big truck or their whatever it was. And to kind of relate to what you were saying, Reith, the kids were walking in, some of them, and they were saying, look, Mom, a real treat. You know?
Right.
You know, wow. But
it's a definite example of we have to count our blessings, you know, things that we just take for granted, you know, giving our children Christmas presents, them having pajamas, even a bed to sleep in every night.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
it's
I want to
really
finish.
Exactly.
Finish, Reith. I don't want to interrupt you.
It's just really a blessing, the things that we need to. Just when we say count our blessings, we count our blessings.
Yeah, and you know, you get more blessings when you bless others. And I want to share a story. A couple of years ago, when we were launching Easy Way TV, we were involved with the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle situation and RMC and Punch TV Studios and all that stuff. And you know, Punch TV Studios, that building is a good 30,000 square feet. I think it's one of the bigger green screens in Los Angeles, and Roscoe's and Punch and everything kind of loaned us the venue. And me and Tina Michelle, we created this idea of Community Santa, where all the influencers and the people that have the ability to help come together to become the Santa Claus for the community, for less fortunate families and kids and you know, basically families that can't provide a Christmas to their kids. And we had an event there with probably about 500 people showed up, kids and mothers and fathers. And we had about 50 celebrities that actually were handing the presents out to the kids. This is actually on YouTube. If you guys want to look it up, I'll post it actually on the Easy Way Radio on my Eric Zulli fans page. I'll post it on my website. I'll put it out there so you guys can watch it. And it was really just a good feeling to see these kids' faces light up. And Roscoe's donated their Roscoe's macaroni, and basically we had the Blue Ranger from Super Samurai Power Rangers, my boy Najee Detej. He was passing out Power Rangers super cards. You know, we had some
Disney
kids.
I had pictures with the Blue
Ranger.
Yeah, you were there, Reith.
You were one of the celebrity guests that were passing out presents as well, and people were really excited to see you. We had Norky there. Which we still work with. Norky is a penguin that usually supports a nonprofit and holiday situations, and it was just really just something different. And I'm very happy that we have those memories that you can actually watch, and you'll be able to watch it on Easy Way TV. And you know, there's so many different things that you can do, but don't forget, guys, make a memory. That's my challenge to everybody: is make a memory on how you've helped somebody, then go back and look at it on YouTube.
That's an interesting statement, because I mentioned that to people. When you look at pictures that you've taken when your kids were young or whatever, or when you're with your parents, pictures from 30, 40 years ago, for us that can remember that, it's different looking at a picture than looking up and actually envisioning that little episode. So you have to take mental pictures if you wanted to. It's more fun when you can think back, because all the years I raised Eric, I think back and so much of it is kind of gone. You just don't remember a lot of it. Just have certain little memories that are in there. But
that's why we need to remember the people that were burned out in California. It's, so many times we don't think to preserve our memories other than in little books that are left in the house. And so my tech time tip will be: make digital copies of your photographs, so you have a way
smart
of preserving.
Cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Yeah, there are so many easy ways to digitize your photographs, your even your old camcorder film or videos. And really, they are so precious. And once they're gone, they're gone. And I have a box of old, it's literally reel-to-reel tape that's really at its end. And I really have to find a way to preserve that. But those memories, you can never recapture them unless you capture them on videos or in pictures. And like I said, there's so many easy ways now. You can take it to Costco. They can preserve it for you. A lot of the video places, camera places, even some of the drugstores can convert it to digital form so that you can keep it forever. And back up your computers with all of those pictures. Now, once you digitize them, you put them on your computer, and then you don't back them up on something else. And literally, I'm sitting here looking at my laptop this morning, and it's frozen. It won't do anything.
Here.
I'm about to cry.
Back up.
I'm
looking at about 7 different hard drives right now, that I and 4 of those are backups.
How many
exactly.
times, Eric, have I told you, back it up? And I'm not a tech person, but I hate when he comes in and tells me, oh, something was erased or something was lost. I said, well, did you get it backed up? I've been saying that for years, you know. Because Reno,
but that's
like
just
you say,
it.
Once it's gone. Now, so once it's gone, right, Reed? But is there somewhere that sometimes it could be, like, hidden away or on a draft or something?
There are, well, that's why you do the backups, and you should have automatic backups, because you might lose maybe a week or even a month's worth, but you won't lose everything on your hard drive. But
man,
there are things where you think stuff is gone. I've had friends tell me, it just disappeared. I don't know where it went. No, it's somewhere on your hard drive. But if your hard drive dies for any reason, if something happens and you get a virus and it eats up your hard drive, it's gone.
Wow. And you get these big companies. What do they do? Like Sony or something, if something like that happens? They're lost.
Well, they back up. That's just it. They back up. But that's why the hospitals have so much problems when they steal the data from the hospitals, because the backups aren't minute to minute on those huge systems. It takes a long time to back it up. So even if they can restore it from the last point might be even 24 hours ago at a hospital. It's critical.
Yeah.
So everybody's got to back up, and as often as possible.
Well, that's what our 2018 thing is going to be, is, you know, secure it, back it up, whatever, because all the stuff you see on TV was. Jeez.
Let's talk about New Year's. Let's talk about New Year's resolutions and New Year's wishes. What are you guys going to do for 2018 differently?
Well, remember we had this. I think Reetha and I were talking about this with the New Year's resolution, and Reetha was talking about the health situation. I was talking about the exercise, and I'm afraid to ask Reetha if she followed through, because I know I haven't. I'm like, what do you think, Reetha?
Well, I've done better. I definitely have been eating better. I keep falling off the wagon with the gluten stuff. I was doing really well for a while, and I wasn't eating gluten, which I've come to believe that gluten is not good for anybody. And we eat so much of things that even things that are healthy for us are not healthy anymore, because we just eat too much. But I've done better, but I'm going to have to do even better in 2018, because those mashed potatoes are looking good.
Yeah.
The potato chips and the rice and the dressing. And I've really gotten pretty good, but once you start eating it again, you start craving it again.
Well, I'll tell you, Reese, I'm black and blue. And Reese,
you're black and blue?
Well, what that means is, I've fallen off the health wagon so many times, I'm black and blue. I get on that wagon, and I got the juicer going, and I got the apples and the cabbage, spinach, zucchini, carrots, broccoli. I'm doing my thing, and boom, I'm back with the chocolate chips and the Wendy's burgers and the
So
yeah, but that's
really
why you got me here to take all those away. Every time I see
those. Eric keeps coming in and taking my cookies. No fun.
Well, both of you have such high metabolism. You're both very slim. And that's a warning, too. Just because you're slim doesn't mean you can eat whatever you want.
Well, Aretha, I have a New Year's resolution. Tell my dad. I want to challenge Aretha, too, because it's just overwhelming for me, and I'm tired of dealing with it. It's a pain in the neck. And it's called the proverbial stuff. S-T-U-F-F. I am so tired of opening my closet and I can't even put something in it, or going in there. We have a pool room. I can't play pool because Eric's stuff is all over. And, you know, it's just stuff.
Well, don't blame me. Blame the sponsors that keep sending me free stuff. Boxes of stuff.
But, and I probably shouldn't say this over the radio or over the internet, but I have to admit, last week I realized I have got, like you said, advertisers and sponsors that will send me stuff. And I said, you know what? First of all, some of it's outdated. Some of it's actually food. Some of it, you know, is like, I will never use this. So I have been boxing stuff up this week, and I plan to go through all of it and box up. But I'm going to give it – I'm giving some stuff away. Some stuff, like I said – I looked at something and it was outdated in 2014. I mean, come on.
You know what we should do, Aretha, is we should go live. We should go live as we're boxing and showing people how to undo the clutter.
This is a major problem. This is ridiculous, all this stuff.
But hey, guys, I want to talk a little bit about March 24th coming up. Really, really important event. And Aretha, you'll be there speaking and supporting for my birthday at the Business Expo Center, which we just partnered up with. It's one of the biggest venues in Orange County as far as conventions and seminars and big events. They've done some really major things there. BusinessExpoCenter.com. We're going to be launching the Easy Way MasterCard, which is a project that's been in the works for quite some time now, supporting the American Cancer Society. And we already have about 100-something RSVPs and major, major press wanting to come. And it hasn't even been started in January yet, which we haven't even started our committee rules and whatever. This has just been me making some phone calls, and the event's already spectacular. So definitely look up Easy Way MasterCard on Facebook. Go at our calendar on easywaynetwork.com. And that's the other thing, too, is I don't know if you've noticed, Aretha, but we've actually finally released the beta testing of the new site, the new network. So it's no longer Easy Way Broadcasting. Yeah. It's Easy Way Network, which has Easy Way Broadcasting in it. And pretty much anything that you want to do to put out posts and news and information on a video or audio or posting written perspective is going to be there. And people have been asking, you know, what happened to WTV and different things like that. So we've kind of put everything all into one for 2018. And just go to easywaynetwork.com, which is also integrated with the app, easywaymobile.com. So everything is right there in your – And it's simple. That's why we call it. It's funny. Like, we've been calling it the easy way for so long, but yet we're so complicated. We had to
and
fix
see,
that.
See, what it is, we're syllable analyzing. And what that is if you have too many syllables in something, people have a hard time looking it up. But if you can keep it short, and this just cut a syllable off and made it a lot easier. Easy Way Networks. Boom. Network. You're done.
Not networks. Easy Way Network. .com. That's a real simple.
Network,
but hey, we got to go quick
network.
Commercial break, and then coming up is Carmelita Pittman's segment, Carmelita's Corner. And happy
Carmelita.
Holidays to everybody. Happy holidays, Aretha. You know, happy holidays to everybody. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Merry Christmas, whatever you celebrate. And that's all from all of us here at Easy Way Network. We'll be right back.
On Christmas Day.
You tell them, Dad.
That's right.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions. You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. Well, here we are on Christmas Day. My goodness. Another day, and today is Christmas. And I have a very special guest this morning. Her name is Jinjin. Good morning, Jinjin.
Good morning, Carmelita. Merry Christmas.
Yes, isn't it amazing that here we are again, already another year almost gone and about to enter into 2018 on Christmas Day?
Yes, yes. It's all by God's grace, and we are facing new life.
Yes, a new day. So anyway, mm-hmm. I just want to introduce you. You, first of all, when I first met you, I was so impressed with your beauty and your voice. For those of you who can't see her, because we are on radio, she is extraordinary. And she's also a wonderful soprano. And she's a member of the Music Teachers Association of California, but she hails from China, and she just came back recently from there. And I just want to let you know, her credits would take up half the day, so we won't take up all the day on listing Jinjin's credits. But she has an extensive training and also a BA degree in music. From the Capital Normal University in Beijing, and she studied in Europe, and she has a music diploma from London College of Music, and on and on and on. Oh, and also she received her vocal training at USC under Professor Ms. Janice McVeigh. So just a little spattering of her background. I want to bring on Jinjin with a musical introduction of her music, and we thought it was very fitting because this is the day that many people believe is the birthday of Jesus Christ. And so the title of this selection is My Lord, What a Beautiful Morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
changing. Your voice is so beautiful.
Thank you, Kamadisa.
Yes. And I imagine you must have quite a collection. And this is from your CD, which I want to talk about. It's called Spirit. Every time I feel the spirit, and you have spiritual songs, which are so inspiring. And, you know, I believe that when you walk on the higher path, it is such a blessing, and it makes such a big difference in your life and the life of everyone who comes in contact with you. And so, I'm so glad to have you on the program today. I feel very blessed. And I want to continue talking about your background. Can you tell us what it was like when you were on your pathway to becoming the vocal expert that you are now, about what led you in that direction?
Yeah, actually, I started at very early age. When I was 7 years old, I was accepted by the radio station children's choir in China, the central radio station. So I have been there singing for 10 years before I went to college.
Wow.
So and then during the years, and then we were the first group to represent China internationally. In 1983, we went to Philippines to join international chorus competition. And after I went to college, I chose music education, but my major is vocal. And then after I get my BA degree, I went to Beijing TV station to host a children's music program. I've been there working for 5 years. And then I went to Europe to continue my vocal study. And after Europe, I came to United States. And then thank God to send many good teachers, professors to give me so much wisdom and knowledge to help me in this path.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did a very good job, and now you are doing the same thing in turn to your young people, who I know you're so proud of, because they received the first place in the musical international contest at Carnegie Hall, Carnegie Hall American Protégé competition. And I see that this is not your first time. Looking at your bio, that happened in 2014. And also you had second place in classical category in 2015. And again, first place in 2016. And second place in the 2016 opera category. And in 2015 and 2016, your students also won first place in the Los Angeles region of China's Water Cubic Chinese Song International Youth Singing Competition, 2 years in a row. Wow. And now first place in both opera category and musical category of America Protégé International Competition at Carnegie Hall. You should be so proud of your students. I think it's wonderful. And again, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I am proud of my students, and I'm very thankful. They are doing such a good job on their musical learning, and then they are trying their very best because of the love to music.
Yes, well, then they have a great teacher to inspire them, too, of course.
thank you so much. I do learn from my teachers how they inspired me, and I really would like to pass on. And to be a teacher is such an honor and also pleasure thing to to teach, to pass what I know and what I love.
Yes, and I think it's wonderful. Also wondering, I mean, since your students have excelled, how many hours do they put into training? I mean, do they sing every day, or how do you bring them to that point?
Yeah, for the regular, on a regular basis, they always have a 1 hour or 2 hours lesson with me every week. But on everyday basis, they have to practice many hours to gain the technique and also the muscle memory and also understanding of music. Like my student, Catherine, who won the first prize and opera division and the second place of musical division, she started with very early age, like I think on the third grade when she was 9 years old, and then now she's 15 years old. And then she really put her heart and practice every day on her own. And then Sammy Sue, who is already 17 now, but when she applied for the competition, she was 16. And then she practiced from very early age, like 6 years old. So they have been gone a long way in this journey.
Yeah, so about what's the average age that they start?
Around 7 years old or 8 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Well, no wonder, you know, that they are such strong singers, and that's also very commendable. So
yeah.
I also want to mention to our listening audience that Ching Ching is also an accomplished singer herself. You can imagine from listening to her on her CD. She has been with the LA Opera Community Programs, and she played the role of Despina in Mozart's opera, Così fan tutte, with the Repertory Opera Company and the Los Angeles Metropolitan Opera. She soloed for the first annual Folk Art Festival at John Anson Ford Theater, for the first Chinese New Year's concert at the Kodak Theater, and soloed with the LA Korean Philharmonic Orchestra at Wilshire Ebell Theater. Amongst her extensive music services at churches, Ching Ching also sang as a soloist at Crystal Cathedral. Her solo performances of two services at the Holman Methodist Church were aired recently. And as I said, her credits are quite extensive. It would take us a while to go through them all. But again, your being here on Carmelita's Corner is gracing our show, and I'm so pleased to have you on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. As you probably heard earlier, we're going to be gearing up on March the 24th for a major event launching the new Easy Way MasterCard. The producer of the show is going to have their own MasterCard. What do you think about that?
Wonderful, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very enterprising operation, and I understand we have quite a following now. So, I again, thank you for coming on board. And is there anything in particular that you want our audience to know about your latest ventures, aside from, of course, your students winning first prize at Carnegie Hall in New York?
Yeah, thank you so much for your invitation, and thank you for having me on the beautiful Christmas day, beautiful Christmas morning, and to talk to you, talk to the dear audience. And I will continue to train my dear students, and then for the coming year, I have a younger student who is only 9 years old, really eager to join the international competition. So I'm continue to preparing including her and many students, to continue to sing, continue to join competition, and also all the different kinds of testing. But the main thing is we are going to keep on singing, young and old.
Yes, music, it is music to the soul, and it does also have healing properties. And,
yes.
And you know, many people may not be aware of that, but for example, I met a lady, her name is Denise O'Brien, and I sang a song for the Southern California Motion Picture Council, and it was during St. Patrick's celebration. So I sang When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, and her father, who has been suffering from Alzheimer's, he perked up and he started singing along with me, and she was so grateful for that. She came back to me afterwards and she was just exclaiming about how excited she was to see her father remember all the words. And yes, you know, music is just so valuable in our lives. Can you imagine what it would be like with no music? Oh my goodness. We really, really need, we thrive on music, and it does our soul good. And you know, like I said before, today is the day of our Lord. Jesus Christ is credited for being born on this day. There's sometimes a little controversy about which day he was actually born, but we do celebrate it today, December the 25th. And one of the songs that my church sings with our choir director, which I want you to meet, Amelia Scanlon, she's amazing. She comes from a musical family. In fact, her whole family looks like are amazing with their musical skills. And that is one of the selections that we sing on Easter, Ride on King Jesus. And so since we're going to be heading on down the road now, let's ride on with King Jesus, sung by Ching Ching. And here we go.
Once again, that was an awesome episode or segment of Carmelita's Corner. Rita, man, this show is really taking off. I was just looking at the stats, and we broke about 50,000 listeners. Rita, you there?
Awesome.
I was hoping
That's
that you
awesome.
Were there. I was like, am I doing this solo? Man,
no, that's awesome.
This is pretty incredible, and so I have a Christmas present for everybody. So many of you may or may not know, but we are actually going to be doing app development going into the new 2018. So not only can we market and promote and advertise and help you monetize, but now we can actually give you the vehicle. Well, we've always been able to make you a website and different platforms, create shows for your channels, but now we can actually create an app for you that will be on an Apple or Android or tablet, whatever it is that you want to use your app on, and create whatever it is you need to create, and we'll do it at a more affordable price than most. And for the holiday season,
why would I need an app?
Why would you need an app? Well, let me go ahead
tell me why I need an app, Eric.
Well, if you have an app, that means that your business or whatever it is you're trying to promote, like for instance, Jing Jing, as an artist, she could be on everybody's phones all the time. No matter what, it's all the time it's on everybody's phones. And you would be able to, because your app is downloaded on those phones, you'd be able to promote and advertise whatever it is you want them to know. Whatever updates will automatically ping their phone. And just in a simple manner, they can look at anything that you have going on. It's kind of like a blog or a website, only way, way, way better. Plus, everything's going mobile now. You can advertise your ads on other apps. I mean, there's other things I can get into, but that's the simple reason why you'd want an app.
I can't imagine why anyone would not want to have an app.
Exactly. And speaking of apps, guys, go ahead and download our app. You can see what we're talking about at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z. So, yeah, easywaynetwork.com. Check it out. We're going to have a blog post on this radio show. And from now on, everything that you guys hear on our radio shows or our TV situations or YouTube, or we even have our own platform similar to YouTube, easywaytube.com, where for free you can actually create your own channel. You can now just go to Easyway Network and find everything. We have our new calendar, which is really simple for you to find anything that we have going on event-wise, show-wise, anything that would be on a calendar. And just go to easywaynetwork.com, and it's on the app, and it's on the website. Just click on calendar. We have a whole new subscriber system, too. So if you really like what we have going on, the opportunities that we offer you, the events and access, the stage opportunities, you know, you just want to see what Easyway is up to in any way, you can actually now just follow everything in a very simple manner by subscribing to easywaynetwork.com, and then you'll get the email updates. And we also have a text message system, which is pretty cool. It's called Text System. No, I'm kidding. It's called Business Texter, biztexter.com. And they're one of our sponsors. And as we speak, Aretha, you know, I've sent out a text to 9,000 people saying happy holidays from easywaynetwork.com. And I've gotten over 4,000 responses of people saying thank you. Pretty cool, huh?
My, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to have a lot of tools for you guys. If you have a small business in any way, if you have anything that you're wanting to promote, we have all the tools to help you do that on a more updated perspective. Like, we actually have proximity marketing technology, which I'll speak in now English for you guys, ways to promote without doing anything. You can have a thing that's the size of a coin in your pocket, and anywhere you go, it will automatically promote within a certain proximity to people's cell phones. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. I mean, we were talking earlier about reaching out and touching people. That's really so many ways that you can touch your audience, touch your friends, you know, touch people that you want to touch.
Yeah, well, Aretha, you're the tech lady, so I thought I'd do a bunch of cool tech tools. These are my presents to our listening audience. You can also actually collect database without even doing anything through a thing called a V-card. Go to easywaybusiness.com. Letter E, letter Z, easywaybusiness.com. Check out what I'm talking about. It's like a digital business card, collects that to person's database. Then we even have, we're talking to some companies on automatically following up on a sales perspective with those clients that you bring in on a data, with whatever database, and will automatically email people after you're done selling them, after you're done talking to them about your product. It will automatically email them, automatically text them. It will automatically follow up with them for you. And then if it's a message, it will automatically leave an automated message for you that seems like a real message. I mean, there's so many tech tools nowadays that can help a small business increase their reach, expand their brand, and amplify their business. We just found them all for you. So we made it a little easier on you.
Right, because who has the money to spend $1 million on a commercial at the Super Bowl, but you can still reach millions of people?
Well, you know, and we'll take that millions of dollars and we'll turn it into $100,000. We can give you the $1 million in value for about $100,000 on a marketing campaign perspective. I mean, we really have some interesting things that we're doing for small businesses, and we appreciate all the listeners, guys. We appreciate you, Zheng Zheng, for being on. We actually do work with the American Chinese CEO Society. I work with a friend of mine named Raz B out in China. We're doing a thing called Hollywood in China that's been a project we've been working on for quite some time. So we'll definitely have to talk. So, Aretha, what have you been up to? I know you've been doing some pretty amazing things on the big screen.
Well, the good news is, well, actually the little screen. I prefer the little screen. And actually this evening on Christmas Day, I'm in actually two films that are airing tonight. both on the Ion channel. At 9 p.m., it's a Christmas cruise. And at 11 p.m., this is West Coast time, A Husband for Christmas. Both of them star Vivica A. Fox and me. I play her mother. They're not connected, so you don't have to see both of them. But if you have 4 hours to kill tonight before you go to sleep, 9 o'clock, A Christmas Cruise, 11 o'clock, A Husband for Christmas, that's West Coast time, East Coast, check your local listings. And that's what I've been doing. I've been shooting stuff. A lot of it I can't even talk about, which is really infuriating because they're regular TV shows, but all the TV shows are just top secret. But sometime next year you can look for me in Legion and an episode of Teachers. And matter of fact, if you have on demand, I was on Life in Pieces this week. I had a great scene with James Brolin. And so that's on your on demand on your cable. So I've just
been busy shooting.
I've been auditioning.
You've been busy. I know some friends of mine that are on some of those shows. So wow, you're going to get too famous for us. I hope you stay with us.
Oh, of course.
Well, you know, you mentioned Vivica Fox. I actually I did a little dance with her on the red carpet. If you look on YouTube, you'll find that. And we've done a couple of things with the Cougar Sisters.
Uh-huh. Just that.
No, but shout outs to Vivica Fox and Tamla Jones and Regina King and Jackie Harrison and all them. And you know, definitely tell her I said hi, Aretha. We'd love to have her on my radio show, Easy Talk Live, on Voice America. We got some really exciting things coming up, guys, with Voice America, which is ranked at like Alexa 20,000 on Alexa, over 500 something hosts. I air on the Influencers channel because I am an influencer, and the Variety channel, which this network has 4.5 million listeners monthly. My show has a good amount of listeners. So if you want to subscribe to my show, go to ericzuli.com/shows and subscribe to that, and just kind of follow that blog. And, you know, definitely, guys, subscribe to the easywaynetwork.com, which is E-Z, letter E, letter Z, or E-A-S-Y. We have both, easywaynetwork.com. And you'll know everything that we have going on. Another event we have coming up, guys, if you're in the area at all, everybody's invited. It is one of our sponsors, Allure, OCAllure.com. And they're doing a holiday event sponsored by one of our other clients, APA Taco Australia, APATACOESTRELLA.com. They do tacos and burritos and burgers and hot dogs, and they bring a portable grill, and it's pretty nice. We'll be live streaming this event on December 27th, so 2 days from now. If you guys can't join us in person, then definitely join us live stream on my Facebook page, Eric Zuli, E Zuli, actually, on Facebook, which is also going to be promoted all over the place. And I would suggest, guys, I'm a lot of fun. Aretha, am I not? Are my live streams not awesome?
You are a lot of fun. We go to lots of parties and have exciting times. Eric is a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, we open up a lot of doors for a lot of people. I mean, we're up to about 20-something members right now that are really getting some great opportunities, connecting to some really, really great people. And if you ever listen, in fact, watch my Huffington Post. Huffington Post is actually following me around now. They're going to be blogging a lot of different things happening with Easy Way and Easy Way Cares, because Huffington Post is really big on giving back to nonprofit. And so our Easy Way Cares program, you mentioned the Easy Way MasterCard, Carmelita. I appreciate that. The Easy Way MasterCard is actually going to be giving back to American Cancer Society, silencebullies.org, and we're looking for other nonprofits to support. And it's going to be an interesting program on an awareness perspective, because we do reach 100 million plus people with all of our distribution. Let me go ahead and list off the partners that we work with, because we appreciate them. Fan TV, Voice America, Actors Reporter, Amazon, Wascal, Apple, Roku, Filmon.tv, and you know, many other ones. And Easy Way Network is really where you go to everything. And easyway.tv is our TV network if you want to subscribe to that. And so we're able to really reach out and get to a lot of people when we advertise or we promote or we put out anything, really when we do an interview. So we have our radio program. So every week we have our radio situation. You can go to Easy Way Radio and subscribe there. And then you can go to easyway.tv if you want to follow the TV stuff. But everything's on our app, easywaymobile.com. So if you have a business that and you want to be promoted the Easy Way, which is on a digital perspective and really unique and it works, definitely, you know, subscribe to our app, easywaymobile.com. We'd love to help you. Reach out to us at 877-399-2922. 929. So it's the holidays. Let's get back to the holidays. We love you guys so much. You know, I was doing my show last week. You know who I had on my show, Aretha?
Who?
Do you remember Judge Joe Brown?
Yes.
Yeah, Judge Joe Brown is a buddy of mine. We had Judge Joe Brown on, and we released a couple of the interesting things that the judge has going on. And we had a actual royalty princess turned to queen on the show as well. So you guys, if you didn't listen to that show or any of those shows with Oprah's producer and many, many amazing people, I have a talk show every Saturday, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on the Voice America Network. And I encourage you guys to go definitely follow that on the Voice America Network, ericzulli.com. So my dad sent me a interesting thing here. This was for my show, but I didn't get a chance to get it out, so I'll put it for you guys. The legend of St. Nick, who was St. Nicholas's from Turkey, can be traced back to the 280 A.D., and he was known for his petty and kind and kindness. That didn't sound right. I want to say anything bad about good old St. Nick. And he was known for his, let's just say he was known for his kindness. And as years went on, St. Nicholas was associated with the birth of Christ. And the name Santa Claus comes from the Dutch word Sinterklaas, K-L-A-S-S, which is what they call their favorite saint. So there's 25 to 30 million Christmas trees sold in the U.S. He told you that earlier. And in addition, 97 million people expected to be driving in the holiday season, which is a 3% increase from the last year's AAA estimates that 6 to 4 million will travel by air. So a couple of little, you know, helpful holiday facts and interesting situations for you guys. But, you know, we're going to go ahead and close it out because I'm sure everybody wants to get their eggnog and get back to their Christmas. Well, we appreciate you guys hanging out with us here on Radio Boomers Live. And again, I encourage you guys to put in your calendars March 24th at the Business Expo Center. And if you ever want to use this venue, which is 36,000 square feet, amazing venue in Orange County, just contact us, or if you contact them, businessexpocenter.com. Tell them the Easy Way sent you, and they'll take care of you, give you a better deal. You know, they'll take care of you in the easy way versus if you were to just contact them on your own. But it's going to be a great show, a great event. We're going to have performances. We're going to have speakers. We're going to have a lot of education on what Easy Way is doing and who we're doing it with and how it's going to help you. So definitely make sure that you make it there. Aretha, this is your show, so I'm going to go ahead and let you close it out.
Well, I think you've said it all. There's so much going on the Easy Way. In case people are wondering, Jim went off to Mass. I'm sure he's having a wonderful time at Mass, and I'm sure he's going to have a wonderful Christmas day, as we wish you all a very, very, very Merry Christmas. Like I said, two romantic comedies coming on tonight on Ion Channel at 9, at 11. You can check me out there. And I just want to wish you and yours a very wonderful season of holidays, like Eric said earlier, whether you're celebrating Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or Christmas, have a safe and sane holiday. Eric talked about all the travel. Don't drive if you're impaired. If you know you're impaired, don't get behind the wheel of that car. But have a safe and wonderful Merry, Merry Christmas. And we'll be back.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.